Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up. We've got a power-packed hour for you. Our good friend, missionary Hattie Humphreys, coming up in about 30 minutes. This is the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. The Sunday morning team is here with me. Let's go down the list of the team that members that have already signed in. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, podcaster, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly. Welcome back to Detroit.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary. So looking forward to hearing your voice this morning. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Caffey. Good morning, Brother Caffey.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Kimberly is with us. Thank God for that. Amen. And thank God for those that are not with us right now. Amen. That is part of the Sunday morning team. And shout out to the missionary. Can't wait to hear her voice today. And hello to Detroit this morning.
Absolutely. This morning, I also want to welcome our newest Sunday morning sponsor, Benjamin Brothers Realty. They find them, fix them, and flip them. They'll tell you how to buy and sell, how to do real estate investing. Do it yourself. Create generational wealth. It's comprehensive. It's not expensive. Benjamin Brothers Realty. Find them, fix them, flip them. The number is 331-248-7120. Again, 331-248-7120. You'll be hearing a lot more about Benjamin Brothers Realty today and over the next few months. Welcome to the Sunday morning sponsor team. All right, we've got news and weather coming up right after these messages.
Benjamin Brothers Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. Yeah. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, it's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. The Sunday morning team is here. Of course, you've heard from Kimberly Batchelor Davis already, Chaplain Stephen Cathy, and now Evangelist Christy Lassiter Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. I miss you guys. And good morning to our listening audience.
Great. Glad you're here with us, and it's good to hear your voice. Henrietta just sent me a note. She is so busy this morning that she won't be able to jump on the line with us, but you know she's got to be listening, so we appreciate Henrietta. In the news this morning, Chicago's July 4th weekend death toll was worse than Highland Park, Illinois parade mass shooting in South and West Chicago, you know, the South Side. 8 killed, 68 injured in gunfire in Chicago. But Detroit wasn't that far behind. Detroit police officer Lauren Kors was killed in an ambush as his patrol car pulled up to respond to a gunman shooting in the area. He was immediately shot as he stepped out of his patrol car. Officer Kors leaves a wife and two kids. On the same day, Detroit police say it was extremely violent in 24 hours with a carjacking of a man who was followed home from getting gas at 1 in the morning. Another 47-year-old was found dead in his car after a gunshot to the head. Later, police responded to another call of a fire, but inside the house was a fatal gunshot victim. Whispers of Hillary Clinton for president in 2024 have started in the immediate aftermath of the Supreme Court's monumental decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. A conservative writer took to the internet to make a provocative case. It was time for Hillary Clinton to make another political comeback. Some are saying that Biden may not have the support and may be a little bit, I guess, too slow by 2024. And, of course, whispers also that Kamala Harris has been ineffective, not impressive, and may lack any real accomplishments. Lackluster, tentative, and unsure, and unorganized are some of the adjectives to describe Kamala Harris. And so we may have a whole new ticket for the Democrats in 2024. The billionaire owner of Tesla Motors, Elon Musk, has rescinded his offer to buy Twitter. Now Twitter is suing him and wants to force him to purchase the social media giant. Elon Musk sent a letter to Twitter Friday pulling out of a deal to purchase Twitter for $44 billion. Musk is accusing Twitter of misleading him and of material breach of multiple provisions, including having a greater number of bots or fake users that mimic human computer activity and spam accounts. Twitter shares fell 6% in after-hours trading. I'm glad the deal is off. You know, Elon Musk wanted to reinstate Donald Trump, and he also wanted to allow more controversial posts. And I think that it might have been just like the MyPillow guy. I think Tesla would have suffered as a franchise. It's doing very well. And Twitter scandals that involved violence, racism, and other hate-related postings that Twitter would allow might cost Elon Musk a lot of headaches, so I think he did the right thing. I don't even know why he wanted to think about buying him in the first place. Here's some good news. The Las Vegas Raiders have hired former Nevada Gaming Control Board Chairwoman Sandra Douglas Morgan to be team president, making her the first black woman in NFL history to hold that role. The Raiders organization has experienced a significant turnover in recent years. It is expected that she will help stabilize daily operations and bring her management and organizational skills from the Nevada Gaming Board to the front office of football operations at the Las Vegas Raiders. Finally, a new jetliner is being developed. Meet Sky Cruise, a gigantic Flying Resort that was conceived by Tony Holstom about 11 years ago and was recently animated by Hashim Al-Ghali. The aircraft is equal parts spaceship and ocean liner, and it comes with just about every amenity you can imagine. Its ginormous size can accommodate, listen to this, 5,000 customers, 5,000 flyers, 5,000 guests who would arrive on board via commercial or private plane. The jets would land on top of this jet, and you will get into this sky cruise. This is amazing. As for what you get once you check in, the views are quite obviously the best selling point. An elevated deck would provide a 360-degree vantage point for seeing everything from the stars to the aurora borealis. From there, an elevator would take you down to the main entertainment deck, which just looks like a cruise ship on steroids. You'd have access to shopping malls, sports centers, swimming pools, restaurants, bars, playgrounds, theaters, and cinemas. This concept will be in the air, can be in the air for 2 or 3 months. Unbelievable. This is just something. The future is coming. All right, that's further out than the Jetsons. All right, and you know, okay, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you take it. I am just surprised at that whole concept, a jetliner that can be in the air for 3 months with 5,000 passengers. Anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try.
Mm-hmm. I saw pictures of it, Michael. It is incredible to watch. I don't quite know that that's something that I would want to do in the air. And people say, well, Kim, you like the cruise. It's like being on the water. I said, no, that's a little bit different. But it is. That is very touristic. It is a cool concept. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Yes.
But I do have a feel-good story for us. So we've been talking about health, and it's summertime, guys. And so today's story is sunshine could ward off dementia and strokes. There's a first ever direct link to vitamin D has been found. And we know that especially during COVID, people, our medical professionals have advised different people to take vitamin D, that it protects you against COVID. Not that it's a full safe protection, but that it does aid in that. Sunshine could ward off dementia and strokes after scientists have shown a direct link between vitamin D and the conditions in a world-first study. A new study based on British people said that cases of dementia could drop by nearly a fifth if people who were deficient in the vitamin took supplements to bring them up to healthy levels. It is known as the sunshine vitamin because the skin makes it when exposed to light. The team from the University of South Australia looked at nearly 300,000 people from the UK Biobank, examining the impact of low levels of vitamin D and the risk of dementia and stroke. They found that low levels of vitamin D were associated with lower brain volumes and an increase of dementia and stroke. Further genetic analysis supported a causal effect of vitamin D deficiency and dementia. They said that in some populations, as much as 17% of dementia cases might be prevented by increasing everyone to normal levels of vitamin D. Dementia is one of the major causes of disability and dependency among older people worldwide, affecting thinking and behaviors as you age. Globally, more than 55 million people have dementia, with 10 million new cases diagnosed every year with no cure in sight. There is an increasing focus on preventative behaviors. Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia affect over 920,000 people in the UK, a figure that will rise to 2 million in the next 3 decades. In this UK population, we observe that up to 17% of dementia cases might have been avoided by boosting vitamin D levels to be within a normal range. Our study is the first to examine the of very low levels of vitamin D on the risk of dementia and stroke using robust genetic analysis among a large population. Vitamin D is a hormone precursor that is increasingly recognized for widespread effects, including brain health, But until now, it has been very difficult to examine what would happen if we were able to prevent vitamin D deficiency. Dementia is a progressive and debilitating disease that can devastate individuals and families alike. And if we're able to change this reality through ensuring that none of us is severely vitamin D deficient, it would also have further benefits, and we could change the health and well-being for ourselves and others. And lastly, most of us are likely to be okay, but for anyone who, for whatever reason, may not receive enough vitamin D from the sun, modifications to diet may not be enough, and supplementation may well be needed.
You know, that is so important. This, I hope they find a cure for dementia soon. It just robs people of their last few years.
Yes.
Especially, they just start, it starts out really small. They start just forgetting their keys and things like that, where they put their glasses. I've experienced it in my family. It's devastating. And then ultimately,
yes,
the brain just doesn't know how to send messages and function anymore, and it just stops sending messages. But I do think they're going to find, I know they're going to find, you know, with the experts and the knowledge and the resources that this country has, I know we're going to find a cure for that.
Yes.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for that feel-good story. I know people that just don't want vitamin D from the sun, the form of a pill or what have you, but we have to consider these things for our health. And Kim, it seems like mostly African Americans are told that they need to take vitamin D as a supplement because we're not in the sun as much as others. So
yeah.
I've been told that in my life as well. So I wanted to talk about really, really quickly. It doesn't have a subject, really, but what's in a name? You know, sometimes we're given a name. People call us a name. You create a nickname. And oftentimes either our parents name us a particular name because it's you're a junior, or they name you a particular name based on what they are feeling at the moment when they give birth to you, or what they felt throughout the pregnancy, or some parents plan what their children's names will be before they even get to the point where they're going to have children. I thought about Jabez, and I know you guys know the story of Jabez, and I won't go into all the details of it, but his mother named him Jabez because he was born in sorrow. And when you consider the times that are happening in our lives today, we can put many names on things that are happening around us. We can put many names on the people that are causing sorrow all around us. We can put many names on our current personal situations that may be causing us pain or causing us sorrow. But one of the things that Jabez did, he understood what his name meant. You know, in ancient Jewish custom, the name of a person often foretold one's future. You ever heard a preacher say, because the nickname that people have developed, it tells about who they are, or it tells about their future. But one of the things that Jabez knew, he knew what his name meant, and he said a prayer in 1 Chronicles 4:10. He called on the God of Israel, saying that thou wouldst indeed bless me, enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him what he had requested. I know there's a lot going on in the world today, but we still have an opportunity to defy the odds. This is one of those messages where you get to the young people, get to the people that have fallen into generational curses. It's still an opportunity for you to defy the odds. people may try to label you. They may try to put you in a box. They might try to put you in a specific category, but you can still defy all odds. How did Jabez do it? He called on the God of Israel because he became a man of fervent prayer, and he set his mind to defeat the odds. I didn't want to believe all of the violence that took place over the holiday weekend in different places. I didn't want to believe that the young man was shot over 60 times and he was unarmed just trying to escape. But the other young man that was in Chicago, the Illinois area, trying to escape was unharmed. I didn't want to believe these things, but we can defy the odds. We can't go against the grain, but the first thing that we have to do is call upon the God of Israel, the God that we serve, the God that we love, and he can help us to defy the odds. I pray for the protection of my children every day, especially my older children as they're out alone driving, doing, you know, their life, living their best lives, I should say. We have to pray and keep them covered in prayer that they will have the mindset that they're going to defy the odds that are against us. So those are my little thoughts for today.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, amen. Thank you, Evangelist. All right, now, Chaplain Kathy, good morning, sir. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I'm glad them two sisters didn't make it too difficult for me to jump in here this morning.
We set an easy path for you this morning.
I appreciate the simplicity. Yes, but what I want to do is that I want to simply say, what is the answer? What is the answer to these, to what's going on in the world? The Bible made it clear when the Lord said that if my people, which are called by my name, was to pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek his face, he said, then, that's the part right there. When we do everything that he said before then, he say, then I'll hear your cries in heaven and I'll heal your land. We need to take that scripture and know that it means it is set in stone for right now. We're not giving God the praise and the glory and the honor that he deserves. And I hope folk don't think that God's not a jealous God, because he is.
Yeah.
But the things that is going on in this world, that's the answer. Turn to God. Seek his face. Turn from the wicked ways that are around us, that are besetting us. And God said that he'll heal our land. I know I'm sounding a bit slow for this morning, but I declare and decree that the devil ain't going to keep me bound in this physical this morning, and I'm going to be all right.
That's
right.
You're a fighter. That's right. You're a fighter.
Yes. I thank God for his word. I thank God for those that he has chosen. For many are called, but a few are chosen. But those whom he has chosen to deliver his word and to deliver his word right. But I just want the people to know in the city of Detroit, seek God's face. Turn from your wicked ways. Tell your neighbor. Tell your friend. Tell your sister. Tell your brother. And that's the answer. And he will heal his land. He'll send cancer back to the pits. He'll send depression back to the pits. He'll send all of this shooting and the mentality of that are on everyone to shoot and kill. He'll send all of that back to the pits where it come from.
That's right.
But God needs us to step up and do his will and do it like he said it. See, we always want to try to find and do it our way. We have to do it God's way. What worked back then is working right. It'll work right now. I wish I had a small piece of
help. You're keeping it real simple.
Amen.
You're keeping it real simple this morning. It's either up or down, black or white. It's to the point. Thank you.
You're welcome,
Bishop. Appreciate that. Look, we're going to take a break. I want you to hear how, and I know Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes. We'll be talking to her and patching her in. I want you to learn about how to sign up with Benjamin Brothers Realty to work with them so that you can turn that around and create generational wealth for yourself. Listen to this. I'll be back right after this. It might wake you up.
Hey, what up, fam? Hey, man, let me hold $2 so I get my check next week. Come on, man, I'll pay you back. Man, come on, let me hold something.
I'll be there at concession. I'll be there when it's finished. Like, we supposed to be family and not my business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. It's never personal, no, it's never personal. Listen, business, business. Please let me explain for those who don't understand. I show you how to turn a hundo into a van. Now you don't need the kitchen, now you don't need the pot, now you don't need the chopper, now you don't need the Glock. But one thing you will need is an LLC. And if you don't know how to get it, you can holler at me. And if I'm busy, then you holler at Keith. Then you can holler at Anthony, but it costs you a fee. I'll be there at concession. I'll be there when it's finished. Like, we supposed to be family and not my business. Business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. It's never personal, no, it's never personal. Listen, business is business.
You've been owing me money, acting real, real funny, and playing me off and spin me like I'm a dummy. It's always the homie saying I give it right back. Before we do business, you gotta sign this contract. I know you the homie, but you know you still owe me. I have to take you to court like child support. Don't have me call the squad, they total retard. I have to call Pete, my man Mark B. Yada Richie, what is it gonna be? You stop answering the phone, you ain't never at home. If you need a loan, you better call Tyrone. You're acting real funny, you're full of baloney. You don't have my money by five, I'm calling my attorney. It's on and popping, he just like Cochran. You don't pick up the phone, and it ain't no stopping it. It's been 2 weeks, we don't even speak. I see you on the gram, looking real, real fleek. You can just have it, you silly rabbit. I'm all about my cabbage. I gotta calm down before I turn into a savage.
Wow. I'll be there at concession. I'll be there when it's finished. Like, we supposed to be family and not my business.
Business.
Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. It's never personal, no. It's never personal. Listen, business is business.
All the homies locked down are dead and gone. I'm stacking my money to make sure y'all all come home. Louis waited 46 years, it gotta be hard. On God, it's too long to be in the graveyard. I reflect back to what it done for me. I wrote a book, dropped an album, soon come the movie. I was never the one to rap nor act. I was your neighborhood drug dealer selling crack. And for this, I gotta thank God. Every time I'm in trouble, he waved his magic wand. I fell down and lost 100 times. I can't lose now, God playing not mine. So all I do is win, win, win. I thank God for Jesus Christ for washing my sins.
Good morning. I want to thank Benjamin Brothers Realty for providing some of the music this morning. This is Community Highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey. This is a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet is turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, missionary.
Good morning, Michael, and to the radio audience, to the whole world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's so good to be coming back to the way in times like these. This is the day that we can rejoice. God bless all of you that's listening to us today, Michael, to all of our hosts. God bless you.
Yes, and the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, speaker, author, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's so great to hear your voice this morning. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And that great evangelist from Greater Pentecostal, prophetess, minister, songstress, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Vantool, to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you, and good morning to those that are listening this morning.
Great. And that young preacher in Detroit, the International Police and Fire. Let me finish this chaplain before you start laughing. From the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, chaplain, bishop, Stephan Cathy, good morning, sir. Now you can.
God bless you, Mike. I tell you, you need to be the intro man, because you know you got some good intros. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you to the Sunday morning team. God bless you to Detroit. Hello, mother. God bless you, missionaries. Always good to hear your voice and know that God is still keeping you in perfect peace. Bless you today.
God bless you too, honey.
Yes. Kimberly, welcome back. You were on vacation. How was it?
Oh, my goodness. So it was my first time visiting Nylons, New Orleans. And the food, the people watching. I went to Essence. And it was a celebration of Black joy. And when I say joy, it was just joyful, because you didn't hear about any violence. You didn't see any skirmishes. It just, people were just joyful to be there. And so I'm so grateful and thankful to have been able to travel there, celebrate a birthday with one of my good girlfriends. I have to shout out Reservation in the French Quarter. Our host was Deshaun. I believe his last name is Watson. He was a wonderful server. If you are looking for top-notch New Orleans cuisine, you got to stop there and ask for Deshaun. He is phenomenal, and our selections were great. Let me just tell you, Michael, I was eating.
I can only imagine, and I would love to, you know, what maybe in an upcoming show we need to go into detail and find out some of the places and what the menu was like,
yes,
what the food was
let's
like.
Do that.
Yes, we mm-hmm. got to do that. Mm-hmm. So great. All right. Oh, before we move on, we had the person who did the weather last week was so descriptive. He almost like he was preaching the weather. He wanted to impress. He wanted to impress us so much. He really like overdid it. I mean, we got the copy. Listen to last.
Oh, bless you,
show.
Man.
Listen to last Sunday's show. I thought it was a sermon he was doing when he was doing. I went back and
hallelujah,
listened to the show.
Amen.
And he put so much into it. I tell you, he's trying to get to that level where you're at, Kimberly. He really is.
Amen.
Well, I think he might be there.
He might. Okay.
Amen.
Well, what's it going to be like in Detroit this week?
So, good morning, everyone. Right now in Detroit, it is beautiful and sunny. It's currently 67 degrees. We should expect a high today of 84. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hello. Yes.
With a low of 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
With a low of 68. On Tuesday, bring your umbrella. It's going to be scattered showers with a high of 87 and a low of 62. On Wednesday, more scattered showers with a high of 83 and 61. On Thursday, the sun returns. It will be mostly sunny with a high of 85. Hallelujah. With a low of 63. On Friday, it will be sunny, in Jesus' name, amen, a high of 88 degrees. On Friday, sunny with a low of 67. And then on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny again with a high of, my Lord, 89 degrees and a low of 65.
Or you got some help.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. We
yes,
need our umbrellas
yes.
on Tuesday and Wednesday. The rest of the days, make sure you have your sunscreen,
okay.
skin block, whatever you need. The sun is going to be out this week. In
Jesus'
name, amen.
Amen. This is going to be
amen.
A hot summer. Look, we haven't even got to August yet. Well, y'all,
right.
August ain't even here. We're up in the
it's
90s
not.
Already. I'm telling you,
yes.
it's going to be a hot one this summer. Yeah, if you all were complaining
mm-hmm.
about the winter. Don't complain now. The summer is here,
right.
whether you like it or not, and it's going to be a hot
yeah.
one. All right. I was hoping, I want to, again, welcome Benjamin Brothers Realty. Thank you for supporting the programs here. And I was trying to play one of the ways to, a little excerpt on how to join in. I'm going to still try that a little later. I had some problems with the downloads here. But I want to thank them also for supplying the content for the show this morning. I like it. It's perky and it wakes me up. I like that "Find Them, Fix Them, and Flip Them" song. I'm gonna have to do that one over the one from earlier. I just love that song. Missionary. Let me just mention the companies that are supporting community highlights. Franklin Wright Settlements. This organization has been around for over 140 years, and three of us here on the team are on the board at Franklin Wright, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, of course, Missionary Humphrey, and myself. You know, Franklin Wright has helped thousands across Metro Detroit over the years with thousands of volunteers helping hundreds of thousands of people in need. You know, we value the hard work and dedication of the donors, the volunteers, the staff, and the board of trustees. Their unique individual donations have made a huge difference in the lives of so many people. So the employees, volunteers, board of directors, all working together to improve the lives of Detroiters, led by, of course, President and CEO Monique Martz. I just enjoy working for this great organization. And the other supporter is Missionary's good friend from Pasco, Tashman & Walker, the lead attorney, Cliff Pasco, representing people across Detroit for over 40 years, all religious and ethnic backgrounds. And they've had an opportunity to work with local organizations and churches and labor unions. Missionary Cliff Pasco has been one of the, I think I've never heard of anybody that has supported a program as long as Attorney Cliff Pasco. Not at all. Here's his number, 248-353-7750. Missionary Humphrey, what message do you have for us this morning?
Well, the message that I have for all of you today, you're doing a good work because you love God. God, in times like these, we need to continue to trust God. It's more than I'm very proud of all of you. And I'm asking God to take care of you and just see you all through and just bless you. Seem like in my lifetime, in my time of going on, seem like my eyesight and I'm kind of forgetting a little bit. But I thank God. God had given me a team that's been with me, Michael, and to all of you that are standing by me and standing with the radio. And we want to also send across our listening audience in St. Louis and our listening audience in Ohio and across the country. But it's because of this great team that we have with us. And I bless each one of you. Continue to carry on and do what you're doing. And I love all of you. It's my message.
And Missionary, despite what you just said, I know that Missionary has a challenging schedule, gets up and is on the go Saturdays, Sundays, a full day. I challenge any of you guys to keep up with Missionary Humphrey when she's out. Even at 94 years old, I can guarantee you're going to have trouble keeping up with her as she goes from church to church, to banquets, to other events, church anniversaries and pastor retirements and all that. Missionary is on the go, and it's amazing.
And Michael, I want to say, sooner this is over, I plan to be at my church. And then for my church, Tony Booker, bless her heart, she used to pick me up and we schedule for other. And I, like you say, I thank the Lord that I'm still able to go, move on home. And at the Robert Gardner Church, where I'll probably be speaking about 1 o'clock. It's a blessing, but you know what made this go on? Thank God for you, Michael Fantour, and all the beautiful team. I want you to continue to carry on after I'm gone. Carry on. God bless all across the country.
God bless you. Thank you. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all those who are listening on the phone, those who are listening and streaming on blogtalkradio.com. We also... we're on the Praise Network early this morning. And don't forget, Missionary is going to be with me on the fifth Sunday of this month, too, on the Praise Network. So, we're going to be ready every fifth Sunday.
Yeah.
We're on the Praise Network. So that's coming up this month. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to take a break when we come back. I'm going to see if I can show you through, how to generate wealth through Benjamin Brothers Realty. And so I'll try that in a few minutes, but we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after this message.
And it's not expensive, essential, but financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Benjamin Brothers Realty Sales Agent. This is the newest and most lucrative program of modern time, which provides you with unlimited funding. This is our Tier 3 program. We find them, we fix them, we flip them. 100% financing program. This program gives you the ability to partner with Benjamin Brothers Realty and broker deals with 50-50 partners. We purchase, we pay for materials, we pay for labor, and you benefit. This means Benjamin Brothers Realty will, number one, train you on how to find the deal and provide the contract to lock in the deal. Number two, we train you on how to build your team of contractors and pay all labor. Number three, Benjamin Brothers Realty provides all financing for materials. Number four, your obligation is to tune in every Monday and Thursday and pay a one-time only sales agent fee of $2,500. Number five, after all fees are paid, next is the big check, the 50-50 split. Incentives on being a sales agent include building your team, profiting on your efforts, $250 upfront referral fee, or 5% off the first deal, 2.5% from the person who signed you up, and 2.5% from Benjamin Brothers Realty, totaling 5%. Incentives on being a senior sales agent include sign up for sales agents, and you receive 5% royalty for as long as your team is active. Does this sound like a good deal to you? I thought so. Give us a call today at 331-248-7120. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Benjamin Brothers Realty, for information on how to become a sales agent. I want to, as we wrap up in the next few minutes, I do want to go around Missionary and listen to the Sunday morning team with some closing remarks. So let's start off.
Good.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly.
So good morning again. I am full of joy. I just came back from New Orleans. It was a great trip. Despite the fact that I came back on the day that Highland Park, the massacre happened, and I was sitting in the airport waiting for my flight, and I saw this, and then I started reading about another mass shooting that had been prevented. But with all this violence, the first night at Essence, we learned of the young man that was shot 60 times. And, you know, when you sit with people, you sort of talk about, wow, so much is going on. We have so much to be thankful for, that we're here, that we're safe. COVID is still around. We don't have COVID, thankfully. I wasn't exposed. And I just want to give us a scripture to remind us. 1 Peter 1:8 says, you love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. And I have joy despite all that happens, because I know that God is still in control. I have joy, although my youngest son has had COVID twice, he's still here. He's fine. I still have joy. As Missionary will tell us, if you're going to worry, why pray? If you're going to pray, then why worry? Keep God first, and all will be well.
Amen. Great, great words to depart with, almost like a benediction. Appreciate that, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. All right, and we're going to, you know, we had a show that we dedicated to traveling earlier, and we got to do another one. We got to do a couple of them during the summer because, look, this is it.
Yeah.
June, July, August.
Yes.
And then, so, you know, and it's so many things that we do and pack in the 3 months in the summer because that's our summer in Detroit, June, July, August.
Right.
Because after that, those are the best 3 months. So we've got to do that, and we got to do that again. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster-Andrews, I know you're preparing for service this morning. A little advance on that.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, service begins at 11 a.m. I'll just add a plug in. Service has been off the chain. Even Wednesday after Bible class, it was like an afterglow for a whole hour. People were just worshiping the Lord and praying. Kimberly, thank you for that joy. because I, too, have the joy of the Lord. It's so much going on in the world. And oftentimes the enemy uses people to try to inflict fear upon the earth. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Fear paralyzes you. Fear hinders you. Fear stops the plans that you may have and infiltrates the plans that God may have. But we have to continue on with Jesus's joy, continue on in love, and continue on with a sound mind. Shout out to Missionary. I love you, Missionary, and I thank you for being an example to us, an example of how to love, an example of how to praise God through any situation, and an example of how to keep pushing and supporting others that are around you and pushing others around you to be their very best. So thank you for that.
God bless you.
Great. Yes.
God
bless you. Evangelist. Great. All right. The young preacher, Chaplain Kathy.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I want to go right where the sister just left off at fear. Fear, F-E-A-R, false emotion appearing real. We control that emotion. We'll say that we don't want to get on a roller coaster because we're scared, but we'll end up on it. God gives us every tool that we need to get through life. I just tell you today to look to the hills for which cometh all of our help. All of our help comes from the Lord, not our situation, not our circumstances, but it comes from God. To God be the glory. Continue to be blessed. God bless you all today.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. The only thing I wanted to say was that I thank God for the opportunities and the platform that he has given me. I don't take it lightly to be on the podcast or radio every week. It's a blessing, and you know, it's not something that I could do on my own. And I recognize the fact that it's God that is in charge of this, and so I thank God for what he has done and the audience that he gives me every Sunday morning, twice a day. I thank God and I appreciate it because Missionary, you know, we've said it many times. We don't know who's listening. We don't know how they're being helped. You know, when we're on, and you know, we have had experiences of where we know somebody was helped, but just imagine the things we don't know, the people that we didn't know that we helped, that got them through something, you know, And that's so important, because for we don't know, for everyone that we do know, there's many that we don't know, but we did help them. Yeah. So I thank God, and I thank God that you called me 25 years ago to be co-host on the program.
Yes.
I thought you meant
young Bill. Young chap.
Yeah, when I had hair and everything, had an afro.
Yeah.
I thought that you wanted me to be on just that one day, and I was shocked when I was leaving, and she said, "I'll see you next week," and I was like, "What?" She said, "No, I want you to be co-host from now on, not just today." So it took me a little while to figure that out, but it changed my life. Yes. That's for sure.
Yeah, this broadcast. Yeah, before we hang up, this broadcast, I've been able down through the year to save people who are going to jump off at Belle Island, life, taking their lives, and slow lives. We've been through with care. It's in Micah. We thank God for you, and God has blessed me now with this beautiful team. We got a team not just on the air, but we got a team that love people. That's the most important part. If you love God, you love people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Great. All right, Missionary, good to hear you this morning, and looking forward to seeing you soon. I want to thank again Benjamin Brothers Realty. Thank you for supplying content on the program. I ran out of time today, and I had some issues with the downloads, but next Sunday we're going to hear an interview with the CEO of Benjamin Brothers Realty. So we'll listen to that next week. But on our way out, we're going to be listening to "God's Been Good to Me." Some of y'all might remember the song, the music is familiar, but the words are good. The words are real. God's been good to me. God bless you. Have a great Sunday today. Thank you guys for being on the team. Appreciate you. Missionary, love you, and we'll see you soon. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you guys. God bless.
Bless you.
Thank you. white race folks.